Well, we're past the halfway mark of June Dairy Month, and I thought we'd share some time with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Ben Brancel, talk a little bit about Wisconsin. And first of all, Mr. Secretary, even though California is number one in milk production, Wisconsin is still considered America's Dairyland. Why is that?
Well, I think one of the reasons we hold it is because of the huge volume of products that we produce, whether it's butter or cheeses or yogurts or milk. That is all components of the dairy industry, and we're number one.
Now, obviously, we have to sell those products and remain number one. What about the market front? Is it good right now for Wisconsin dairy products?
Well, I think it must be, because a lot of the processors from around the world would like to set up business here. They think that Wisconsin has this brand name that's valuable. The marketplace is looking for Wisconsin products. Cheese from Wisconsin is in high demand. And so we've had a huge amount of money invested in the processing industry, millions of dollars, to either create efficiencies or brand new plants.
Now, when we talk about this, obviously everybody knows Wisconsin is America's cheese land. 90% of our milk goes into cheese. Yep. But what other services and products are we really selling?
Well, when you go into the international marketplace, a lot of the byproducts from cheese making are what we're selling, a whey and what we call dairy derivatives or components of milk. That's what's moving in the international marketplace. The other things that help to support agriculture is the infrastructure, and it's the supplies and the services, the people that provide benefits to the farm that's milking the cows, and then also the processors that take that milk and put value added to it.
When you talk about Wisconsin's dairy industry, where do you think we can grow?
Well, it's interesting that the census report shows that people that have 1 to 49 cows actually are up in numbers.
Yeah, that's true. That's a
niche area. In the organics area, we're finding some successes. And then some of our farms have gotten high-tech and a little larger, and a lot of those products are being moved into the value-added marketplace. So actually, there's pretty much opportunity everywhere in the dairy industry right now.
Well, as far as dairy prices, we've got blocks dropping another 3 cents, now down to $2 even, and at a discount to the barrels, which gain a quarter to $2.50 per pound. AA butter also weaker, dropping a penny and three quarters to 223.5 cents per pound. While on the Class 3 trade, June drops to 21.34. July's off 4 at 21.61. August off 10 at 21.31. And September is up 6 at 21.26. Over on the Board of Trade, July corn, that is off fractionally, closing at 450.5 cents per bushel. September, down a penny to 444.25 cents. Beans for July off 2.75 at 14.20.75 cents. September drops 4.25 to 12.63. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 95 to 115. Most of the slaughter cows, 79 to 94. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers top at 145. The Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Our replacement bull calves, 225 to 370. Heifer calves top at 275 with the barrels and gilts from 75 to 86. Feeder lambs, 175 and down. Market lambs, 155 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.